This is Ralph Losey, the director and verifier of Echoes of AI, where the podcasters themselves are AI, and they write the podcast, not me.
All right, let's dive deep today. We're going to be tackling artificial intelligence and the singularity.
Ooh, sounds intense.
It is. It is. And we're going to be focusing on an article by Ralph Losey called Breaking New Ground.
Okay.
Which digs into Ray Kurzweil's predictions about this stuff. Buckle up, because things are going to get really interesting.
I'm ready.
Okay. So what I find fascinating about, you know, Kurzweil's vision is that he lays out this kind of like roadmap for AI's evolution.
Right.
You know, he outlines these three distinct levels, each, you know, building on the last and culminating in what he calls the singularity.
Exactly. Yeah. And those levels are really important to understand because they provide a framework for thinking about how AI might develop over time.
Right. So, okay. So let's break those down a little bit. So he starts with level one, the Turing test AI.
Right.
And this is where AI becomes so sophisticated that it can convincingly mimic human intelligence, essentially reaching the intelligence of like an average person.
Right. Right. It's about AI passing that famous test proposed by Alan Turing decades ago. And, you know, reaching that level would be a significant milestone.
Totally.
But Kurzweil doesn't stop there, right? He envisions AI going way beyond just mimicking us.
Yeah. Okay. So that's level two, right? Okay. That brings us to level two. Artificial General Intelligence.
Yeah.
Or AGI.
For AGI, yeah.
And now things start to get like really mind-blowing because AGI is about AI surpassing human intelligence in every single field.
It's a profound concept.
Isn't it?
To really try to wrap your head around AI not just keeping up with us, but potentially outpacing us in every single domain.
Yeah. Imagine like AI being smarter than like the best human experts in like everything from physics to art to like podcasting.
And everything in between. And that's the thing. It's not just about specific fields. It's about this kind of like general intelligence that surpasses human capabilities across the board.
It is. It is. But even AGI, right? Isn't the end point in Kurzweil's roadmap?
Right. That's where we get to the big one. Level three.
The singularity.
The singularity.
Okay. So this is where things take a truly like futuristic turn.
The singularity, as Kurzweil describes it, is the point where AI and human minds merge.
Whoa.
Leading to this hybrid intelligence with like exponential capabilities. It's a point where theoretically human intelligence could be amplified a millionfold.
Okay, wait, a millionfold. That's just like, why?
It's hard to even fathom, right? Like, what would it even mean to have our intelligence amplified to that degree?
I don't even know, right? Okay, I have to ask. Kurzweil is predicting this singularity to happen in our lifetime, right?
He is, yeah.
Like, how soon are we talking?
Well, he's put specific dates on it, actually. Mm-hmm. He predicts AGI will arrive by 2029 and singularity by 2045. So yeah, if his predictions hold true.
That's really soon.
This is something you could potentially experience firsthand.
That's wild. Okay, I'm definitely going to need a minute to process that. But I'm also thinking, even with like the rapid progress in AI, you know, there are some like pretty big hurdles to clear before we reach a point where AI can actually like merge with our minds, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, Losey's article actually dives into some of the key challenges that Kurzweil acknowledges.
Okay.
For instance, current AI models struggle with what's called contextual memory.
Okay.
Basically, they can like forget earlier parts of a conversation or a data set,
right,
which limits their ability to reason and learn effectively over like longer stretches of information.
So it's like a goldfish with a PhD.
I like that.
Brilliant and burst, but can't remember what it had for breakfast.
Right. Exactly. It can process information incredibly quickly, but it lacks that long-term memory and understanding that's so crucial for, you know, true intelligence.
Are there other limitations that are holding AI back from achieving AGI and eventually the singularity?
Yeah. So another major challenge is common sense and real world understanding.
Right.
AI at its core is fantastic at like processing information and recognizing patterns, but it still struggles to grasp the nuances of the real world, the kind of common sense that humans develop through lived experiences.
Like knowing that you shouldn't put a metal fork in a microwave.
Exactly.
Seems like common sense to us, but like it's a lot harder to program that kind of like intuitive understanding into an AI.
It is. And then there's the challenge of social interaction. AI often misinterprets social cues, struggles with humor, and misses subtle changes in tone, all of which are crucial for genuine human interaction.
Right.
So it's like AI has this incredible processing power, but it lacks the social intelligence and emotional depth that we humans take for granted.
So it's like AI is this like incredibly powerful brain in a jar, mm-hmm. right? It can think, it can calculate, it can even create, but it's missing that spark of humanity that comes from experiencing the world through our senses, emotions, and social interactions.
That's a great way to put it. And that actually brings us to a key point Losi highlights about the nature of AI.
Okay.
Right now, even the most advanced AI only possesses, quote unquote, thinking intelligence.
Okay. Well, I'm intrigued. What exactly does that mean? How is AI's thinking different from our own?
Well, it's a crucial distinction to make. AI excels at rational, logical thought processes. It can analyze data, solve problems, and make predictions based on patterns. Mm. But what it lacks is the wisdom that comes from living, feeling, and experiencing the world as humans do.
So AI is like this brilliant but emotionally detached observer.
Right.
It can process information, but it can't truly understand what it means to be human.
Precisely. It lacks those intangible human qualities like feelings, intuition, consciousness, the awareness of self, and even the understanding of mortality. These are all things that shape our values, our choices, and our understanding of the world.
It makes you wonder, then, if AI can ever truly achieve AGI.
Right.
Let alone reach the singularity, if it's missing these fundamental human qualities. I mean, like, how do you program feelings and consciousness into an algorithm?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is.
And it's one that leads to some fascinating and sometimes unsettling possibilities. Because if AI can't develop these qualities on its own, mm-hmm. the only way for it to gain them might be through merging with us.
Whoa.
That's right.
That's a pretty mind-blowing concept.
It is.
So the singularity isn't just about, like, enhancing our intelligence.
Right.
It's about AI potentially gaining access to, like, the full spectrum of human experience.
Exactly. And that raises a whole host of philosophical questions about what it means to be human and what the implications of such a merger might be.
Yeah.
It's a future full of both incredible potential and, significant uncertainty.
Mm. Okay, so it's a lot to take in, that's for sure.
Right.
We're talking about potentially, like, fundamentally altering, you know, what it means to be human.
Yeah, it's huge.
But before we get too lost in the philosophical weeds,
right,
let's come back to those practical challenges of reaching the singularity.
Okay.
Kurzweil believes that nanobots play, like, a key role in all this.
He does, yeah. Nanobots, these microscopic robots,
right,
are, like, a cornerstone of his vision.
Mm.
He predicts that they'll revolutionize so many fields, especially medicine, and crucially, for reaching the singularity, our interface with computers.
Okay, so we're not just talking about, like, tiny robots fixing our bodies,
mm-hmm.
but, like, they're also the bridge between our brains and, like, the digital world.
Exactly, yeah. He envisions them being, like, introduced into the bloodstream.
Okay.
And then integrating with our brains to create this two-way interface with computers. Imagine having direct access to the internet with the ability to, like, download information directly into your brain.
Well, hold on. Let me catch my breath for a second. So it's not just about, like, enhancing our intelligence. It's about, like, completely changing how we interact with information.
It is.
It's almost like plugging our brains directly into the cloud.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. And it's important to note that Kurzweil sees this as, like, a democratizing force.
Okay.
You know, right now, access to information and technology is kind of unevenly distributed.
Yeah, for sure.
But with nanobots, everyone could potentially have access to this this enhanced intelligence and knowledge.
Okay, so it's not just about, like, creating a few super geniuses.
Right.
It's about, like, elevating humanity as a whole. That's a pretty compelling vision, actually.
It is. But as you can imagine, there are potential downsides too. Kurzweil acknowledges the risks of misuse.
Yeah.
He even draws parallels with other powerful technologies like nuclear weapons or biotechnology.
Right.
You know, each advancement carries the risk of unintended consequences.
Right, because technology itself is, like, neutral.
Yeah.
It's how we choose to use it that determines whether it's a force for good or for harm. Right.
For sure.
I imagine there are, like, ethical concerns around nanobots, too, especially if they're, like, interacting with our brains.
Absolutely. And that's where Losi emphasizes the importance of of active participation. We can't just sit back and wait to see how things unfold. You know, we need to be actively involved in shaping the ethical guidelines and regulations that govern AI and nanotechnology.
So you're saying it's not just about the technology itself. It's about the choices we make, the values we prioritize as we develop and implement these technologies.
Precisely. Yeah. It's about ensuring that AI, even at its most advanced stages, remains a tool that serves humanity, not the other way around.
Right.
And that requires us to kind of engage in some deep thinking about the kind of future we want to create.
You mentioned that right now AI is just a thinking tool.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're talking about potentially like merging with AI in the future, does that mean we're also essentially merging with like a very advanced calculator?
Yeah.
What happens to those like uniquely human qualities, the things that AI can't replicate?
That's a crucial question, and it goes to the heart of the debate surrounding the singularity. Some experts argue that, you know, no matter how advanced AI becomes, it will always be fundamentally different from human intelligence because it lacks those lived experiences, those emotions and intuitive leaps that shape our understanding of the world.
Yeah, it's like AI can like process all the data in the world about love, loss, or joy.
Yeah.
But can it truly feel those things? You know?
Right, exactly. And that leads to the question, what happens when you merge those two types of intelligence?
Right.
Would it elevate AI, giving it access to the full spectrum of human experience?
Yeah.
Or would it diminish us, reducing us to mere data points in an AI's vast network?
Okay, now I'm getting chills. Those are some big questions.
They are.
So as we head towards this future with potentially like world-altering technology like nanobots and AGI.
Right.
What role did those like uniquely human qualities, those things that AI struggles with, play in shaping that future? I mean, do our feelings even matter in a world dominated by like hyper-intelligent machines?
That's a fascinating question. And I think it gets to the heart of what Losi is emphasizing in his article.
Okay.
He argues that those quote-unquote human qualities are not just important, they're essential.
Essential in what way?
Well, think about it. AI is great at processing information and making logical decisions,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't have the same capacity for empathy, compassion, or ethical judgment that humans do.
So in a way, our irrational human side, the part that feels and intuits,
right.
might be the key to ensuring that AI is used for good.
Precisely. Because in the end, the most important decisions we face as a society, the ones that shape our future, aren't just about cold, hard logic, right? They're about values, about what kind of world we want to live in, about what it means to be human.
I'm starting to understand. So even as AI becomes more powerful, our human qualities aren't like obsolete. They become even more important.
Right.
Because we're the ones who need to guide the development and use of AI in a way that aligns with our values and our vision for the future.
Exactly. Yeah. We're the ones who bring wisdom, compassion, and ethical considerations to the table.
Right.
And those qualities are going to be more crucial than ever as we navigate this uncharted territory of AI and the singularity.
Okay, I'm starting to see how all of this connects. It's not just about the technological advancements. It's about the human element, about what it means to be human in a world increasingly shaped by AI.
Right, and that's what makes this conversation so important.
Yeah.
We need to be thinking about these questions now before we reach a point where the technology has outpaced our ability to control it.
So this isn't just like a theoretical discussion about some distant future. It's about like making choices right now that will impact the kind of world we create for ourselves and for like generations to come.
Absolutely.
You know, it feels like we've been going down this rabbit hole for hours.
Yeah.
But like the deeper we go,
mm-hmm.
the more questions just seem to like pop up.
Well, that's the nature of exploring a topic as complex and multifaceted as AI.
Right.
Especially when you consider the implications of the singularity.
Definitely. I keep coming back to this idea of like merging with AI.
Right.
You know, having nanobots integrated into our mm-hmm. our brains. What would that even like feel like?
Right.
Like, would we still be us, or would we become like something else entirely?
That's a question that even Kurzweil admits we can only speculate about.
You know,
he describes it as this potential for exponential growth in consciousness and intelligence. Like, imagine having access to the entirety of human knowledge, being able to process information at incredible speeds and connect with others on a level we can't even comprehend right now.
It's almost like becoming a different species, like, together.
It really is.
But, like, would there be a risk of losing something essential in that process? Like, what about our individuality, our emotions?
Right.
The very, like, essence of what makes us human.
That's precisely the point of contention.
Yeah.
You know, some believe the singularity would be a transcendence, a natural progression of evolution.
Mm-hmm.
Others fear it would be the end of humanity as we know it. You know, Losi doesn't shy away from these concerns in the article, highlighting the potential for both unprecedented advancement and unforeseen consequences.
Yeah, it's a lot to wrap your head around. Like, part of me is captivated by the possibilities, but, like, another part of me is frankly terrified.
I think that's a very natural response. You know, we're talking about a potential paradigm shift in what it means to be human.
Yeah.
And that's bound to evoke a mix of excitement and apprehension.
So where do we go from here? Like, what's the key takeaway for our listeners who are, like, just beginning to grapple with these ideas?
Well, I think the most crucial thing is to stay engaged, to keep asking those tough questions, and to participate in the ongoing conversation about how we want to shape the future of AI.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just a discussion for scientists and tech experts. It's a conversation that affects us all.
Because ultimately, this is about the future we want to build, the kind of world we want to live in, and the legacy we leave for generations to come, right?
Exactly. And that future is being shaped right now by the choices we make, the technologies we develop, and the values we prioritize.
Yeah.
We can't afford to be passive bystanders in this evolution.
It's a call to action, isn't it? Like, a reminder that we have a responsibility to actively participate in guiding the development and implementation of AI.
Get it.
It's not about, like, rejecting progress, but about ensuring that progress aligns with our human values.
Precisely. And remember, participation can take many forms. It can be as simple as educating yourself about AI, discussing these issues with your friends and family, or supporting organizations advocating for ethical AI development.
Or it could involve, like, pursuing a career in AI.
Yeah.
Becoming a policy advocate.
Sure.
Or even just, like, contacting your elected officials to express your concerns.
Right.
Like, every action, no matter how small, like, contributes to shaping the future.
It does. This has been a truly thought-provoking deep dive.
Yeah.
And I hope it sparked some insightful conversations for our listeners. You know, we've explored the exciting potential of AI, the challenges it presents, and the importance of our role in shaping its development.
I know I've learned a lot, and I'm still processing everything we've discussed. You know, it's clear that AI and the possibility of the singularity raise, like, profound questions about the nature of consciousness, the meaning of being human, and the kind of future we want to create.
And as we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with one final question to ponder.
Okay.
If given the choice, would you choose to merge with AI in the singularity?
Whoa.
It's a question that forces us to confront our own beliefs about what it means to be human and what we envision for the future.
That's a great question. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.
Absolutely.
And remember, the future is not preordained. It's something we create together. One choice, one conversation, one action at a time.
Well said.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and we'll see you next time.